Turn off that racket. Turn it off.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I'm with here with my guest, reoccurring guest, Chris Delarusso. He's never come up in the rankings here in terms of guest.
Not once.
Not once.
Not a once have Still I ever guest. Been like, hey.
This is a new CD player.
CD player
is more of a part of the show than you are. Chris, turn it off! I don't even know what it is.
It's the Snapchat video I took of you singing that song, which was
It did
Zachary.
Not sound like Weezer's Don't Let Go, the first track off of the Green album.
Okay.
Which I don't even... I think... Weezer did that a lot, where they would have albums that didn't have names but colors. It's kind of annoying, in my opinion, but...
Hot take, not a huge Weezer guy.
That's incorrect. That's an incorrect opinion.
I don't like him.
No, it's like a huge incorrect opinion.
It's fine.
No,
whatever.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong. Here's the thing. Not my favorite band ever, but I would argue that they're probably the band I've listened to the most.
That's sad.
No, it's so good.
That stinks, Zach. I'm sorry for
you're
that.
You're breaking my heart.
That's fine.
So, Chris, would you date a Brontosaurus?
It's a pretty hot Brontosaurus, sure.
So I just found this tweet that was just like, first date, thinks to self, don't let her know you're a Brontosaurus. Sees waiter, cranes my neck 30 feet towards him. Yeah, could I get a ton of effing leaves, please?
That sounds like a poorly drawn lines comic.
Yeah, can I get a ton of leaves, please? I just love the idea of a Brontosaurus asking for a leaf.
Yeah, hi. Can I just get every leaf you have, please?
But wouldn't he just order a salad is a better question.
No.
What's the difference between a Brontosaurus ordering leaves and ordering a salad?
Tomatoes.
Could Brontosaurus... Tomatoes are great.
I don't know. Are Brontosauruses able to eat tomatoes? Apparently dogs can't eat grapes.
Yeah, dogs can't eat grapes. Dogs can't eat a lot of things. Did you feed a dog grapes?
No, I was throwing grapes at someone after hiking a mountain, and we had a dog with us, and her mom yelled at us saying, don't throw grapes. The dogs can't eat them.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird things. I mean, chocolate is the one everyone knows. Things dogs can't eat. Oh, wow. That's the first website to come up.
Things dogs can't eat.
Macadamia nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate. Avocado, eggs.
I knew that one. Eggs?
Peanut butter? Wait, no. Dogs eat peanut butter all the time, don't they? Mom, is that bad?
Mrs. Going, is that bad?
I mean, I don't feed my dog peanut butter, but I always thought that you could. I always thought that was a thing, that dogs ate peanut butter.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Almonds.
Basically any kind of tree
Oh, so the American Kennel Club has this list of food, and it says whether or not dogs can eat them. That's kind of confusing, American Kennel Club. I'd rather just have the list of things that dogs can't eat. So they can't eat almonds. They can eat bread. They can eat cashews. They can eat cheese. They can't eat chocolate or cinnamon. They can eat coconuts, corn.
They can eat cinnamon?
Eggs. They can do eggs. Okay.
I was going to say.
They can eat fish. They can't eat... Wait, so it says garlic, but then the paragraph says, no, dogs shouldn't eat onions. I'm like, onions are very different from garlic, American Kennel Club. Honey, they can eat honey. They can't eat ice cream.
I think the American Kennel Club's a bunch of idiots.
They can't eat macadamia nuts. Okay, peanut butter's okay, they're saying. But this is a very annoying list. I'm sorry,
American
Kennel Club.
Because it seems to alternate between can and can't.
Yeah.
Why not just do a do and do not list of the things you can and cannot feed your dog?
Or just a do not list, and then assume that everything else, because there are a lot of foods out there, right? There's a lot of food. Ugh. We're smarter than the American Kennel Club. Is the
point here is don't feed a dog grapes, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't feed a dog grapes. Grapes weren't on that list. But I have heard grapes. I've heard you can't feed a dog grapes.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is the truth, but
maybe. Who knows?
But I'm not about to feed my dog grapes. My dog really likes cat food, we've realized recently.
Cat food. Are you sure you don't have a cat?
She's definitely a dog.
Have you checked?
We've checked.
You took her to the vet and just made sure.
You're like, this is a dog, right? No, she's definitely a dog. Although she is a dog that hates other dogs.
Sounds like a dog. She actually sounds like a cat.
she's a little neurotic.
Hold on, let's go back in the list. Likes cat food, hates other dogs. You own a cat.
No.
Does she like to go swimming?
No.
You own a cat, Zach. This is a cat.
No, it's definitely a dog.
Your dog is masquerading as a cat.
No, she's definitely a dog.
Or your cat is masquerading as a dog. One of the two.
I think she's just a person in a dog body. She definitely acts like that. Like, she hates other dogs, as I've said. And she's very independent. I guess she is a cat. Like,
you have a cat.
But I hate cats is the thing.
Well, apparently
but it's fine,
you're a cat owner.
No,
so.
It's fine, though, because she's a... No, but she gets super excited. That's not a cat thing.
Yeah, but one out of 20 other things.
But she gets... But she also has a dog body, is the thing.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah.
Hey, where did those pointy ears come from? They weren't here before.
No, she doesn't have pointy ears. She looks like a wolf. She looks like a tiny little wolf.
A wolf?
Wolf.
A wolf.
A W-O-L-F.
Yeah, wolf.
Una lupe. Lupa.
A wolf.
A lupo. Lupo.
Lupus. She looks like lupus. Remus J. Lupin. Lupin.
Defense against the dark arts. Secretly a werewolf. Secretly a werewolf.
At some point, it just becomes known fact.
That is
that
true.
He's a werewolf. It doesn't. It's not a hidden.
Was that a metaphor for a gay teacher?
No, he married Tonks.
Well, no, I know, but like, no, like, because
Dumbledore...
he had to like come out, and it was a secret.
No, Dumbledore.
And everyone
no,
like,
no.
People were like, we don't want him around our kids.
No, it's fine. Dumbledore was gay. It's already
no, no,
already
no, no. But I get
story,
it. But
though.
Is it a commentary today?
Oh, like an allegory?
Yeah. Is it a yeah? Is it a extended metaphor? Is what I'm saying.
I don't know. Let's ask Mr. Ambrose. Can we call Mr. Ambrose?
We're not going to call Mr. Ambrose, but Mr. Ambrose, if you're listening...
Yeah, if you haven't been listening...
Is Remus Lupin's werewolfism... There's no good word for being a werewolf.
Weigh in on this like, by tweeting us, at the Astro.
Being a vampire is vampirism, right? There's no good word for being a werewolf.
Werewolfism.
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 Werewolfinum. Enium.
Finium.
Werewolfness. I like werewolfness.
We are wolfness. All right, this conversation's going nowhere.
Let's do some music and come up with some conversation topics. You're listening to the Astro Hour on 91.5 WFO in Medford.
All right,
and here is some Dylan.
Spreading their wings. bin es schon gewohnt, im TV funkt, da läuft es nicht. Tja, sie war jung, das Herz so rein und weiß und jede Nacht hat ihren Preis. Sie sagt, to the sweet, you got rap to the heat, ich verstehe, sie ist heiß. Sie sagt, babe, you know, I miss my fucking friends, mein Jack und Joe und Jill. Mein Funk-Verständnis, ja, das reicht zur Not, ich überreiß, was sie jetzt will. Ich überleg bei mir, ihr Nasen spricht dafür, wäre das nicht noch Rauch? Die Special Places sind ihr wohl bekannt, ich mein, sie fährt ja U-Bahn auch. Dort singen's
Radine dumm, oh, oh.
Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um,
oh, oh. Er wird sie anschauen und du weißt warum. Die Lebenslust bringt die um.
Alles klar, Herr Kommissar. Did you ever rap that thing, Jack? Is a rap that's to the beat?
Wir treffen Chill und Joe und dessen Bruder Hip und auch den Rest der coolen Gang. Sie rappen hin, sie rappen her, dazwischen kratzen's ab die Wand. Dieser Fall ist klar, lieber Herr Kommissar, auch wenn Sie anderer Meinung sind. Den Schnee, auf dem wir alle talwärts fahren, kennt heute jedes Kind. Jetzt das Kinderlied!
Radine dumm!
Oh, oh, oh! Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um!
Oh, oh, oh! Und dumm und dieser Frust macht uns stumm.
Radine dumm,
oh, oh. Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um,
oh, oh. Wenn er dir anspricht und du weißt warum, sag ihm, dein Leben bringt sie um.
Alles klar, Herr Kommissar.
It's fine. I got BuzzFeed quizzes. Here we go. We're back. That was Der Kommissar by Falco and Changing of the Guards by Bob Dylan. Those are some long ones. We needed some time to fill. We needed some time to kill. Here we go. But I've been doing some BuzzFeed quizzes. Here we go. I've been working on the BuzzFeed quiz Make a Woman Empowerment playlist and we'll tell you which strong female TV character you are.
Strong woman.
But it's really hard because I don't know most of these songs.
Let's pick together.
No. I want to do a different one. I just want to finish this real quick because I. Who am I? I got Alex from Supergirl. That's dumb.
Do you know who Action Bronson is, the rapper?
No.
He had like a big bushy beard.
Okay.
And he shaved his head and his beard. He had a shaved head before. This is what he looks like. It's an unfortunate reality. This is bad radio, ladies and gentlemen. But he looks like just fat.
Yeah. What's the point?
What's the point of it? Yeah. Why do you shave your beard? It's your one distinctive
All right.
quality.
Chris, I want you to tell us how much you hate these school subjects and we'll reveal which state you belong in.
Okay.
English. That's... On a scale of love it to or hate it to love it, where are you?
I love
Five
it.
Five being neutral. Love it?
Yeah.
Give me a scale 1 to 10 because it's like sliders. Or just tell me.
9 or 10.
Like a 9 or 10. All right. There we go. Like there?
Yeah.
All right. Math.
Now, is this like from me being in school or me
you
working?
Being in school.
Math, I was probably like a 7.
Whoa.
I actually enjoyed school.
Okay.
That's partly why I got a job.
History.
In 10.
Yeah. Science.
Probably like a 5.
Okay. Well, is that 5? Okay.
PE. 10.
PE. 10.
Yeah.
God. Who are you, Chris? Art. I don't think I ever took an art class. I took a lot of music classes in high
school. I took art probably like a 6 or a 7.
All right.
Didn't hate it.
Language arts. Didn't we already say English? Oh, I guess this is foreign language.
This is foreign language, I guess. Dependent on which teacher I'm talking about. Like Signora Lepori, that's a 10. She's the best. Like a little nice old grandma.
I'll give you this.
I'll take an 8.
I'll take an 8?
Yeah.
Okay. You're done. You got California. California.
Cali boy.
You are dressed kind of California right now.
I'm wearing a band t-shirt and shorts.
And a backwards baseball cap.
Yeah,
true. And you got a tattoo. It's just, I think that's very California. Sorry. So I watched this Fred Armisen stand-up special months ago. Because Fred Armisen's crazy, right? So his stand-up special is called...
I don't know.
So his stand-up special is Stand Up for Drummers, where all
Isn't
the jokes...
Isn't he a drummer too?
Yeah. He's big into like music, especially drumming. But it's called Stand Up for Drummers, and like all the jokes are like drummer related. it wasn't an exaggeration. And to get into the concert, they would hand you drumsticks and you'd have to do a fill on a snare drum, and then they'd be like, all right, yeah, you can come in.
Is this a Netflix special?
Yeah, it's a Netflix special.
Oh, I feel like I want to watch this.
It's really funny, but he does
Stand Up for Drummers.
He does the thing that he always does where he like has people call out places and he'll try to do the accent from that place because he believes that he can do like every accent known to man. Mm-hmm. And he describes the California accent as you pronounce every vowel in the accent. California.
California.
California. I can't do it, I feel. I don't know. I personally believe that I can, but that's also because I don't talk to California people, right? Yeah. So I have no idea what it actually sounds like. I just enjoy the way that I say the word California.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's do another one. Here we go. Who is your food boyfriend? What are you looking for in a boyfriend, Chris? Trust, kindness, sense of humor, compatibility, teamwork, or intelligence?
What does this sound like? Teamwork?
I think teamwork's actually a surprisingly important one. I very much respect BuzzFeed for putting teamwork in there. No wait, but be honest to yourself. I think I would probably pick either teamwork or trust, but it's up to you.
Probably
it's up
pick
to you.
Compatibility.
Okay. What are you really looking for in a boyfriend? Money, butt, hotness, love, beef, and sex explosions.
It's because beef is the funniest word.
Beef's a funny one.
Let's put beef. Beef.
Wait, is that... No, wait, that's an ad. Okay, BuzzFeed is terrible. How far would you go for love? Not far. Kidnapping a dog. Personal sacrifice, being a better person, stopping a wedding, and murder.
Well, not being a better person, apparently. Four of those 6 options are terrible. Kidnap a dog, personal sacrifice.
No, personal sacrifice is sweet.
No, personal sacrifice is like sacrificing someone.
Oh, you read that very different than me. I thought it would be like, would you give up like
No, that would fall under being a better person. Why would they have to be the
giving
same?
Giving up ice cream means being a better... I understand. Yeah. Like, giving up meat would be being a better person.
No, that wouldn't.
Shameless plug for vegetarianism.
Okay, Morrissey.
Yeah. Ugh. I should play some Smiths. That's what I should do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all in.
What's next? So give me the answer. Come on. Would you kidnap a dog for love?
Murder. Mortal.
All right. Pick a wedding theme. Jar.
Jars?
That's such a legit wedding theme, though. That's so funny.
Jars. Dangling
jar.
Lights.
Mason. Just for the readers at home, it's a picture of just a mason jar. Jars, hats, skulls, alcohol, bananas, and mystery.
None of these are themes.
This is my favorite quiz ever.
Let's go with alcohol.
Alcohol. I would probably go skulls or mystery or hats.
A mystery wedding? A murder mystery wedding?
I kind of like skulls.
Someone's been murdered in Savannah and you're a
suspect.
I do
declare there has been a murder
cool beans.
In Savannah.
Cool beans. Let me just settle in.
Put my stuff down. And you, sir, are a suspect.
Cool beans. Let me just settle in.
This is an episode of The Office for those of you
Yeah, we're doing not a
listening.
Bit here.
We're doing a bit. Pick a way to express your emotions. Hugs, lighting a fire, dancing, screaming, throwing money, and punching a wall. I'd probably have to say dancing or hugs
lighting a fire. Lighting a fire.
Although screaming is very valid. There are many people who scream when they express their emotions.
I like lighting fires.
I accept that.
I know lighting a fire
is totally. It totally makes sense.
Yeah.
You know.
This is not a bit.
I was about to quote "Light My Fire" by The Doors, but I'm not gonna because I don't remember the lyrics. What food would your dream boyfriend bring you? Tacos, ramen, burger, fries, milkshake, or sushi?
Burger. Because I'm not an idiot.
I would like a veggie burger, please.
Gross. Get out of my face.
What's the most important boyfriend quality?
Didn't we already go over this?
No, that was what you were looking for. This is the most important.
Money, but...
Loyal, reliable, supportive, handsome, cool hat, or affectionate?
Cool hat.
Cool hat, definitely. Your boyfriend, your food boyfriend is chicken nuggets.
Cool hat.
That makes sense. No, I think your food boyfriend is definitely chicken nuggets.
Cool hat.
Chicken nuggies.
What does the caption on it say?
It says, chicken nuggets should be your boyfriend. They're fun. You can depend on them. They're willing to support you as you pursue your dreams.
Do we get all of this from the fact that I want someone with a cool hat?
I mean, the cool hat's very important. I do have a cool hat, but it's only available during the wintertime because they're beanies.
Oh.
Right? I'm pretty good with beanies.
I'm not good in hats, but I wear
them
anyway.
We should order you a plate of chicken nuggets so you can begin the rest of your life.
No, we shameless plug for the Panda Express that just opened in
Memphis. Oh, yeah. Panda Express. Go there and solve crimes.
Yeah. Murder.
Panda Express.
On the Panda Express.
At the Panda Express. On the Panda Express.
Murder on the Panda Express.
Panic. At the disco.
Panic at the Panda Express.
here is a...
Smith song?
Yeah.
We're stalled for time.
Distract them for a moment.
This is a Smith song. Probably their best one. So I'm setting really high expectations.
I'm not going to do Meat is Murder.
Okay.
it's going to be...
worst one.
Oh, man. There's so many good ones.
You should play...
I hate...
Ask. Play Ask.
No.
Or Panic.
Not, no,
panic.
I already
panic.
Picked one.
Panic.
We'll do Panic after this one. We'll
panic.
Do two Smith songs because eating meat is unethical.
Start to record heavy words are so lightly thrown.
You know, Chris, that is the perfect amount of Smith songs to listen to. Two Smith songs, because any more and I start to get really depressed.
Two Smith songs and you're done.
You know, that was the Smiths with What Difference Does It Make, and Panic after that. Amazing. And again, if I were to listen to one more Smith song, I would get depressed.
But you know what, Zach? The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department
of Health. Read the long one. I thought you were reading the long one. Read the long one.
Fine. Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? You are, you need to? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them, because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference makes. What a difference a friend makes. Ah, God,
yay! Woo. Good job.
Yay. Yay, words.
If you...
I can't read. I never learned how to read.
The if you know... You're a teacher!
The worst part
You're a teacher,
is,
Chris!
I never learned to read! Is that true? Yes. You know, everything except the reading part.
If you know anyone who listens to the Smiths too much, reach out.
Like me,
reach
or the out. Cure. The Cure, too.
Oh, man, yeah. But, the like, Cure. Definitely, I mean, I haven't gone that far into The Cure's discography, but for me, it was always the Smiths. If I listen to more than, like, 5 songs of the Smiths in a row, I'm gone, man. It's bad. I get in a bad mood. It's terrible.
So I just remember, if a double-decker bus
crashes into us, to die by your side, such a heavenly way to die.
Morrissey, such a whiny rat.
It's so good.
He's a terrible person. Go Johnny Marr. Woo, Johnny Marr.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the trailer for the movie that they were doing about the biopic? About Morrissey and Marr?
A Morrissey biopic?
Like Morrissey, Marr, the whole story of the Smiths. There was like a trailer that came out about a biopic.
No, I didn't know.
It was...
Like a real one?
Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it.
You know, Chris, if you answer these Zodiac questions, we'll reveal which tarot card matches my personality, and I'm going to do it. What's my star sign? Oh, wait, what's my star sign?
Your birthday.
No, don't think about birthday. Think about it in personality.
Is that a sideways 69, Cancer?
No. I'm a Taurus. I'm offended that you would even consider me
being
a Cancer.
I just thought it was funny.
Which sign is your favorite other than your own? I have no idea.
Aries.
Is that you?
Yeah.
What's the opposite of Aries?
Sagittarius? I don't know.
I don't know if they have opposites.
Also, the movie is called England is Mine.
Amazing. I want to see it.
Talented teenage singer Stephen Patrick Morrissey forms a band in Manchester, England in the 1970s. Inspired by his mother and a young painter, Morrissey continues to pursue his dream of rock and roll stardom. Released August 25th, 2017.
Wow.
Yeah. Jack Loudon plays Morrissey.
I don't know who that is.
Laurie Kynaston plays Johnny Marr. Also don't know who that is. They all seem British.
The rest of this quiz was literally just like, what sign are you most likely to befriend? What sign are you most likely to hate? What sign are you most likely to do work well with? And I'm like, I don't know. BuzzFeed? Stop this madness, please.
Give up on this.
I'd rather... Are you excited for that biopic, the Freddie Mercury biopic?
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody?
I'm surprisingly excited.
It looks good. I saw the trailer when I saw Deadpool 2,
mm-hmm.
and it looks fantastic.
I'm very interested. I don't really like biopics, is the problem. I find them to be really dumb movies because they never... Like, a movie is not supposed to encapsulate someone's entire life, because someone's entire life, like, we like to think of it as a story, but like it very much is not a story with like a single arc,
yeah.
Right? So like that's why Walk Hard is such a great movie. Have you seen Walk Hard?
Is that the one with The Rock?
No, it's the one.
No. Walk Hard is the Johnny Cash,
the John C. Reilly,
yeah,
like the Dewey parody. Cops, like, yeah, yeah. It's the parody of the music biopic.
I was thinking Walking Tall.
And
that's the Rock.
Very different
Walking
movie.
Tall, Rock, Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Why does every movie have to have The Rock in it now?
That's very, or Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
The Rock or Michael
B.
Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan's great.
No, Michael B. Jordan's awesome. Don't get me wrong. It's just every movie has to have him in it now. Or The Rock.
Did you see him as Killmonger?
I did. I mean, he's amazing. I saw Black Panther. I loved Black Panther. It was
a great film.
I'm a little, I don't want to give my Marvel opinions anymore because I want to write like a very long thing about how I feel about Marvel. It has to be read or it has to be performed. It could be a monologue, I suppose.
You could do a one-man show, a 45 I could minute do a one-man
45 minute one-man show about why I'm frustrated with the Marvel movies. I wouldn't put it past myself.
Speaking of one-man shows, my cousin's husband, he's a writer and an actor out in LA. Mm-hmm. He just had a 45 minute one-man show, forget where, out in LA for a couple weekends. Mm-hmm. It was called My Mom Died When I Was 14 Years Old, a comedy. And apparently it was amazing, and I hope he brings it out to Boston, but I heard it was great. I wanted to go out to LA to see it, but I don't have the money nor the time.
I have always wanted to do a one-man show.
Weren't you supposed to be... I have no idea. Hold on, can we go back to this whole Fleetwood Zach thing that we discussed months ago?
I'm working on it.
So Zach, would you like to explain to the dear readers...
Fleetwood Zach.
What Fleetwood Zach is?
A... 5-track EP I've been working on for a year and a half where I cover Fleetwood Mac songs. I came up with the name first. I also came up with the name recently for a follow-up to Fleetwood Zac.
Oh, go on.
Led Zachary.
I don't know.
Can you guess
like
what
that.
Led Zachary is?
I assume it's a Pink Floyd cover band.
It is a Pink Floyd cover project. That's what I really should call. I should start calling them cover projects as opposed to EPs, because I have two very good Fleetwood Mac covers under my belt. I can do
which two?
Dreams and The Chain, but the demo of The Chain the original recording.
What about Don't Stop?
I can't do Don't Stop. I can't do it because it needs to be peppy, and I can't be peppy as like a single musician, you know, on a resonator guitar or a ukulele. I cannot possibly get as happy as Don't Stop needs to be in order to honor Bill Clinton that much.
Rumors. An album written by and for people cheating on each other.
It's a great album. It's a great album.
R.I.P. John Mulaney.
I don't think John Mulaney's dead.
I don't think so either.
I'm pretty sure he's alive and well. I mean, let's check the internet, I guess. The internet will tell us.
Wade Boggs is still
these deaths
very,
always come in threes.
Wade Boggs is still very much alive.
Those are donuts. Are there donuts?
That's not John Mulaney. Those are donuts.
Yeah.
You're not even looking this up. You're just scrolling through Facebook.
Well, I'm assuming that if John Mulaney died, someone on my Facebook would have posted about it. I go to Tufts.
You know what died? The Spirit of America when IHOP changed to IHOB. Can we discuss this?
That's fake, right?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I mean, yeah, I have heard about this.
It's a temporary marketing thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was just like a... Yeah.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Hold on. This is the best article I've ever seen. Philly fanatic hits lady in the face with hot dog launcher.
Oh, are you reading from, like, The Onion?
No, that's real. That's a real thing that happened.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some more music, I think. I think it's time, don't you?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
More of the Smiths.
No, we're not doing more of the Smiths.
More of the Cure.
No, we're not
more
doing...
More sad music.
We didn't play any Cure, and we're not going to play any Cure.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Pope says there's no hell. that's just a good way to start. A good way to start this. Wow, there's such nice ambient sounds at the end of this.
Yeah, let's just keep.
Do you like the ocean?
I like it better than Weezer.
That's an incorrect opinion for you to have. Hold on.
I mean, your opinion is that your dog is not a cat.
My dog is not a cat.
All the signs clearly point to Lola being a cat.
I accept her physiology. I don't. So here's the thing. I don't want to. I don't. Oh man, is she a cat at heart? Do animals have gender? And are there? Can they identify as a different animal? Interesting question.
Yeah.
That. Hold on. I'm trying to put on. Oh wow, that's loud. Hold on.
What?
That's loud.
It's
stop.
Flooding. The studio's flooding.
I'm trying to, I wanted ambient sound, so I went to my white noise generator that I use for sleep sometimes.
There's water everywhere.
Stop with the improv. We don't need any more improv in this world. There's plenty of it.
I'm doing a bit.
I was doing improv, which is the funny part there. This is ocean waves.
There's a waterfall.
It's so nice though. It's so pleasant. I feel good.
Hey, I was great. I was good at that.
Yeah, we should. It's all about yes and.
Yes and.
The one time I tried to do an improv sketch on this show, I immediately followed up my partner's like introduction with no. And then silence.
No.
Like all no. Right, that was no it. Silence is the opposite of yes and. It's so bad.
Put on some more ambient noises and I'll improv.
There's ocean waves playing.
Yeah, I already did that one.
I mean, these are all rain.
Water, really?
These are all water themed, except crackling fire, and I don't want us to improv crackling fire. Yeah, that's bad.
Your boss is going to come rushing in here. What?
This one's called City Rain. Let's give it a second. Feels like we're at, you know, like a coffee shop in Brooklyn.
I'm walking here.
No, like I'm here trying to finish up my novel, right? And you're here trying to like write a symphony,
hey,
but you just can't.
Street.
You just can't. This is such bad radio. I'm having a lot of fun here, dear readers. Okay, stop. I need you to stop the improv. I'm trying to give us an artsy vibe here.
I'm doing a all right, bit.
An intellectual vibe. Do you want me to go read?
Are you saying there's nothing
intellectual?
Do you
want me to go quote some doors of perception that I have in my bag?
Are you saying there's nothing intellectual about improv?
No, no, there's plenty intellectual about improv, but I just think now is not the time for improv. Although maybe there's also nothing intellectual about improv. That I feel like that's an argument improv people would make.
That's a wrong opinion to have, sir.
No, that you don't like Weezer is an incorrect opinion.
Come on, even that I'm walking here is pretty good. You gotta admit that.
You did pick up on the Brooklyn thing very quickly. I respect.
It's like a coffee shop.
Why don't you go back to Massachusetts? I'm from Brooklyn. You ever seen Do the Right Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie.
Let's do more improv.
Makes me want to be
good
a
at that.
DJ. No, you're not, and we're done.
We're not done.
Fine. All right. Here's rain on a tent.
Ow. Damn bugs. Ow.
This makes me very calm. You know ASMR?
Yes.
We've talked about ASMR.
We played it on radio. You
heard about, did you hear about China?
No.
China banned ASMR for pornographic content.
There's a bear outside.
Okay, that's it. No more sound. You've taken away our sound privileges.
Way to go. You've successfully ruined something great,
thank
Chris.
Thank you, friends, for listening to this episode of the Astro Hour. We've managed to get through another one. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name has been Zach Going. This has been Chris. Chris,
there
stop.
There are mosquitoes in this tent.
Stop. Mic's off. Your mic's off.
You can still hear me in yours.
Okay, we're signing off now.
All right,
come on. What do you say to kids when they're acting out in class?
Just leave them alone.
Just say, come on, buddy. We're just trying to learn here. All right,
man. We're all just trying to.
We're just trying to be adults.
We're all just trying to get to 215, dude.
I agree. There you go. I like that. That's good. That's a good way to level with them.
Hey, man, I just want to get.
Just trying to get to 215.
I want to get to the end of the day too.
Isn't it 218?
No, that's high school.
Oh, it's so weird. Why does the high school in for three extra minutes?
Slap my arm. Whatever. Hard, man.
Thank you for listening. Why tune in next week to the Astro Hour, 91.5, Jumping Phone Medford.
Goodbye.
That's me. Goodbye. Here is a Prince song that was from The Muppet Show.
It was 7:45 on the line to meet the teacher, Miss Kathleen. First was Kevin, then came Lucy, third in line was me. All of us were ordinary compared to Cynthia Rose. She always stood at the back of the line, a smile beneath her nose. Her favorite number was 20, and every single day, if you ask her what you had for breakfast, this is what she'd say. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds and a tangerine, a side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Cynthia wore the prettiest dress with different color socks. Sometimes I wonder if the mates were in her lunchbox. Me and Lucy opened it when Cynthia wasn't around. Lucy cried, almost died. You know what we found. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch cloud, tangerine, and a side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you'd understand. Starfish and coffee.